When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Sick of procurement bottlenecks? Get the cure with Bill Procurement. Bill is the all-in-one platform trusted by nearly 500,000 businesses to simplify their financial operations. And now they've introduced Bill Procurement, which pairs seamlessly with accounts payable to automate procure-to-pay workflows in one place. Every step, from submitting a purchase request to reconciling payment, happens in Bill Procurement, so your business keeps moving and growing. Score $200 when you see Bill Procurement in action with a demo. Go to bill.com/procurement200. bill.com/procurement200.
Have you ever noticed that the loudest person in the room is usually the weakest? Always talking, always proving something, always chasing validation. But the strongest person, the one who moves in silence, that's the one who truly wins. Let me tell you something. Life has a way of giving you exactly what you need at exactly the right time. But only if you learn to be still. Only if you learn to be quiet. Only if you learn to trust the process. Because when you stop forcing, when you stop begging, when you stop explaining yourself to people who never cared to understand you, that's when life starts working in your favor. The right things will come. The right people will stay. The wrong ones will remove themselves. All you have to do is stay silent and let it happen. Silence is power, not just the absence of words, but the presence of awareness. The moment you stop talking, the moment you resist the urge to explain yourself, defend yourself, or prove your worth to those who don't deserve your energy, that's when you take back control. You begin to listen, not just to words, but to what isn't being said, to the energy in the room, to the hidden motives behind people's actions, to the truth that's buried beneath all the noise. Most people can't handle silence. They talk because they fear it. They talk because they feel invisible. They talk because they think being louder makes them stronger. But true strength isn't about how much you say. It's about what you do in the moments of restraint. It's about patience. It's about having the discipline to observe and understand before reacting. Think about the people you admire most. The leaders, the visionaries, the ones who command respect effortlessly. They don't waste words. They don't fill space with meaningless chatter. They don't try to impress you with empty promises or exaggerated stories. When they speak, people listen. And why? Because their words carry weight. And what gives their words weight? Experience, wisdom, intention. That's the power of silence. When you stop talking, you start listening. Not just to others, but to yourself. You begin to recognize the thoughts that truly matter. You start noticing the warnings you once ignored. You see more clearly who is truly for you and who is just playing a role in your life. Because when you're always speaking, you can't observe, you can't analyze, you can't read between the lines, and you miss the moments when people reveal exactly who they are. People will always show you who they are if you let them, but most never notice because they're too busy trying to prove something. When you stay silent, you create space for people to reveal their true nature. You don't have to ask if they're loyal. Just watch. You don't have to beg for respect. Just be still and see how they treat you when you're no longer performing for their approval. Winning in life isn't about how much you say. It's about how much you understand. When you listen more than you speak, you learn. You pick up on opportunities before they become obvious. You see people's true intentions before they have the chance to deceive you. You sense situations shifting before they catch you off guard. Silence brings clarity. And clarity is what separates the strong from the weak. Think of a chess game. The best players don't make reckless moves. They don't announce their strategy. They sit in silence, reading the board, studying their opponent, waiting for the right moment to act. That's how life works. The ones who talk too much, they expose their plans before they even make a move. They reveal their weaknesses without even realizing it. But the one who stays quiet, the one who observes, that's the one who always stays ahead. People respect silence more than words, because anyone can talk, anyone can make promises, anyone can claim to be strong, wise, or in control. But real power doesn't need to announce itself. Real power is felt. It's in presence, in action, in the ability to sit in silence and still command attention. When you stop talking, you start noticing. You pick up on the little shifts in people when they're lying. You hear the subtle changes in their tone when they're being insincere. You recognize hesitation, contradictions, and the energy behind their words. And that level of awareness, that depth of understanding, is something most people never reach, because they're too busy filling the silence instead of listening to what it reveals. There's a reason why the quietest people in the room are often the most powerful. They're not silent because they have nothing to say. They're silent because they're watching, because they're analyzing, because they understand that words can be a distraction. But silence? Silence is a weapon. When you start listening more than you speak, you realize just how much unnecessary noise exists in the world. How many arguments aren't worth your energy? How many explanations are wasted on people who have already decided what they want to believe? How many apologies you never needed to give because you weren't wrong in the first place? Silence is power. It stops you from reacting impulsively. It keeps you from saying things you'll later regret. It helps you avoid battles that aren't worth your energy. It allows you to move with purpose, with precision, and with a clear mind. When you embrace silence, you begin to filter out those who crave your attention but lack your best interests at heart. You stop engaging in conversations that drain you. You no longer feel the urge to respond to every insult, every doubt, or every challenge thrown your way. Because true strength doesn't argue. It simply exists, unshaken, undeniable. Some of life's greatest victories come not from speaking, but from knowing when to stay quiet. From letting your actions, your discipline, and your results speak for you. From keeping your emotions guarded. From refusing to react when others expect you to. Because the moment someone learns how to provoke you, they gain control over you. But when you remain silent, when you refuse to let them dictate your response, that's when you become unstoppable. It's not easy to be silent in a world that equates being loud with being important. But real significance, real power, has nothing to do with how much noise you make. It's in the weight of your presence. It's in the impact of your actions. It's in the discipline of knowing when to hold back. When you stop talking, you start listening. And when you start listening, you start winning. Because wisdom lives in the quiet. Strength is built in stillness. And those who master silence master life. Desperation repels what you desire.
When it comes to showing appreciation, the gift you choose says everything. Minky Couture luxury blankets make the perfect statement. Soft, stylish, and unforgettable. Whether you're thanking a client, rewarding an employee, or celebrating a milestone, nothing delivers warmth and gratitude like a Minky blanket. With custom options and elegant packaging, your gift will stand out and be remembered long after the moment has passed. Make your corporate gifting extraordinary with Minky Couture, luxury you can feel. Visit minkycouture.com to get started.
Fire. The more you chase something, the more it resists you. This applies not only to people, but to everything. Success, relationships, respect, opportunities. The moment you start running after them, you give off an energy of lack, of neediness, and nothing valuable responds well to desperation. Think about it. Have you ever tried catching a butterfly with your hands? The more you reach for it, the further it flies. But the moment you stand still, the moment you stop grasping, it lands gently on your shoulder. Life works the same way. The harder you chase, the faster things slip away. But when you stop, when you focus on yourself, when you embody patience and confidence, everything starts gravitating toward you. People are naturally drawn to what feels rare, what feels valuable. But when you chase someone, when you make yourself too available, you diminish that value. Your actions send the message that you're willing to overextend yourself just to keep them in your life. And when someone senses that they're more important to you than you are to yourself, they begin to take you for granted. They pull away. They push boundaries. Because you've shown them they don't have to work to keep you. But when you stop chasing, when you stop initiating every conversation, making every call, and trying to prove your worth, that's when things shift. That's when people start noticing your absence. That's when they begin to wonder why you're no longer available, why you've stopped trying. And suddenly they start chasing you. Not because you manipulated them, but because you finally understood your value enough to stop running after what was never running towards you. The same principle applies to success. Those who thrive in life aren't the ones begging for opportunities. They aren't the ones forcing things before their time. They are the ones who prepare, who build, who remain patient. They trust the process. They work in silence. And because of that, the right opportunities naturally find them. Look at the people who are desperate to be liked, always trying to prove themselves. They're exhausting to be around. They try too hard. They overcompensate. And in doing so, they lose respect. But those who carry themselves with quiet confidence, who aren't desperate for validation, command attention effortlessly. They don't need to be liked. They simply exist as they are. And that energy alone attracts everything to them. Chasing is rooted in fear. The fear of losing. The fear of missing out. The fear of not being enough. But the moment you let go of that fear, when you finally realize you don't need to chase anything to be worthy, everything shifts. You carry yourself differently. You speak differently. You stop accepting breadcrumbs because you know you deserve the whole feast. You stop begging for love because you understand that real love never requires begging. When you stop chasing, you start attracting because you begin operating from a place of abundance instead of lack. You realize that what is meant for you will never require you to lose yourself to keep it. The right people will see your value without you having to prove it. The right opportunities will come when you're ready, not when you're desperate. It's not about playing mind games. It's not about ignoring people just to make them want you more. It's about truly understanding that chasing isn't necessary. When you're secure in yourself, you don't have to force what's meant for you. You don't have to beg for time, love, or effort. If someone values you, they will show up. And if they don't, chasing them wouldn't have changed anything. Have you ever noticed that when you stop caring so much, things start to work out? The job you gave up on suddenly calls you back. The person who moved on suddenly reaches out. The opportunity you thought was gone suddenly comes back around. That's not luck. It's alignment. When you stop chasing, you regain control. The irony of life is that the more you try to control things, the more chaotic they become. But when you step back, let go, and focus on yourself, everything starts to align. The right people, the right timing, the right opportunities, they come effortlessly. Real power isn't in chasing. It's in realizing you never had to in the first place. There is strength in silence, power in keeping your dreams, plans, and next moves to yourself. Not everyone deserves to know what you're working on or where you're headed. Some people only want to hear your plans so they can plant doubt in your mind. Others want to see your next step so they can block it. And some just want to watch. Not to support, but to take advantage. When you overshare, you invite unnecessary energy into your life. Energy that drains, discourages, and even sabotages you. Some people will smile to your face, not in agreement, but the moment you walk away, they're hoping you fail. Not everyone wants to see you win. Your growth reminds them of everything they haven't done, so they plant seeds of doubt. They question your abilities. They act like they don't understand. But in reality, they just don't want you to succeed. The more you talk, the more access you give people to your vision. But not everyone deserves that access. Some people should only see the final product, not the process. Some should only hear about the results, not the hard work behind them. Because when you expose your plans too soon, you give others the chance to interfere, to discourage you, to make you second guess yourself. Think about how many dreams have died because someone spoke too soon. How many people were excited about an idea, shared it with the wrong person, and suddenly felt doubt creep in? Not everyone is rooting for you. Some will pretend to support you, but deep down they don't want you to surpass them. Silence protects your dreams. It keeps your energy focused. When you stop explaining yourself, when you stop announcing your plans, you give yourself the freedom to move without distractions, without outside opinions, without pressure. You just put in the work and let the results do the talking. The most successful people don't announce their every move. They work in silence, grinding when no one is watching. And by the time people realize what they've done, it's too late to stop them. That's how you have to move. Quietly, with discipline, without seeking approval or validation. A lion doesn't have to roar every minute to prove it's a lion. It moves with confidence, power, and certainty. You don't have to prove yourself to anyone. You don't have to explain your every move. Stay focused, stay consistent, and let your results speak for themselves. Too many people waste their energy explaining their plans to the wrong people. They spend time trying to convince others they're serious about their goals. But the truth is, no one needs to believe in your dream except you. No one needs to understand your vision except you. Because when you truly believe in yourself, you don't need permission. You don't need validation. You just need action. The greatest ideas, businesses, and achievements all started in silence. Before they changed the world, they were built in the dark. Away from the noise. Away from unnecessary opinions. And that's exactly where you need to be. The people who achieve the most don't waste time explaining their plans. They spend time building them. When you work in silence, you protect your energy. You don't waste time defending your decisions. You don't let outside voices interfere with your momentum. You stay in control. You move without fear of judgment or the weight of other people's doubts. And when you finally reveal what you've been working on, it speaks for itself. Some people ask about your plans just to compare them to their own. They want to see if you're ahead of them, if you're doing better. And the moment they realize you are, they either try to discourage you or copy you. But when you stay quiet and keep your moves private, they have nothing to compare, nothing to compete with, and nothing to interfere with. There's a reason why the most powerful moves in history were made in silence. A reason why the greatest successes are revealed only when they are already unstoppable. Because when you work in the background, no one sees you coming. And that is your greatest advantage. Let them wonder. Let them assume. Let them think you're doing nothing. Meanwhile, you are growing. You are building. You are becoming something greater. And when the time is right, when your work is ready to be seen, there will be nothing they can do to stop it. Because by then, it won't be about words. It will be about results. And results speak for themselves. Patience is one of the greatest strengths a person can have, yet too many people mistake it for weakness. In a world obsessed with instant results, fast success, and overnight transformations, patience has become undervalued. People believe waiting is a waste of time, that slowing down means falling behind, that if something doesn't happen immediately, it won't happen at all. But that's not how life works. The strongest, most successful, most fulfilled people understand that great things take time. They don't rush. They don't force. They trust the process. When you lack patience, you make desperate decisions. You settle for less than you deserve. You take shortcuts that cost you more in the long run. Impatience leads to mistakes, jumping into the wrong relationships, taking jobs that don't align with your purpose, quitting when things get tough just because you don't see immediate results. But when you trust the process, when you accept that great things take time, you make better choices. You move differently. You wait for what truly aligns with you instead of grabbing whatever is available out of fear that nothing better will come. Look at the strongest structures in the world. the tallest buildings, the most solid foundations. They take years to build. You can't rush the foundation and expect the building to last. The same is true for anything meaningful in life. A strong relationship isn't built overnight. A successful business doesn't happen in a week. A resilient mindset isn't developed in a day. These things take patience, endurance, and trust, even when you don't see immediate results. Patience is discipline. It's the ability to keep going, even when there's no proof that things are working yet. It's showing up every day, doing the work, believing in yourself, even when nothing around you is changing. Because real success doesn't happen in one big dramatic moment. It happens in the small, consistent efforts that add up over time. Too many people quit too soon. They plant seeds but walk away when they don't see growth right away. But just because you can't see something happening doesn't mean it isn't happening. The most important growth happens beneath the surface before it ever becomes visible. Roots take time to grow deep. Foundations take time to settle. And if you keep digging up your seeds just because they aren't growing fast enough, you'll never see the harvest. Patience isn't about doing nothing. It's not about waiting passively, hoping things magically fall into place. It's about trusting the process while continuing to work, continuing to believe, continuing to build, even when there's no immediate reward. It's the ability to keep moving without needing instant gratification. Society teaches people that if they don't see fast results, they're failing, that if they aren't making big moves, they're falling behind. But real power comes from understanding that not everything happens on your timeline. Some things take longer because they are meant to be stronger, more resilient, more unshakable. The longer you wait, the greater the reward. The stronger the foundation, the higher you can build. Patience is also proof of self-control. It's easy to get frustrated when things don't happen fast enough. It's easy to compare yourself to others and feel like you're behind. But when you are truly confident in your path, you don't need to rush, you don't need to chase, you don't need to force anything. Because what's meant for you will always come at the right time, in the right way, when you're truly ready. You do your part and let the results unfold as they're meant to. The most successful people aren't the ones who rush to the top. They're the ones who took their time, built carefully, and stayed consistent. They knew that shortcuts lead to setbacks, rushing leads to regret, and impatience leads to settling. They understood that anything worth having is worth waiting for. Some of the biggest mistakes come from impatience, leaving too soon, settling too quickly, reacting instead of waiting. But when you practice patience, you make better decisions. You give yourself time to see the full picture before acting. You avoid unnecessary stress because you trust that what's meant for you will come at the right time. Trusting the process means understanding that delays aren't denials. Just because something isn't happening now doesn't mean it never will. Some doors stay closed until you're truly ready to walk through them. Some things don't work out because something better is ahead. Some struggles last longer because they're teaching you something you need for the next level. But if you give up too soon, if you walk away just because it's taking longer than expected, you'll never see the rewards that patience was preparing you for. The strongest people aren't the ones who force things. They are the ones who trust, who work, and who wait. Because they know that when the time is right, everything will fall into place exactly as it should. Silence is one of the most powerful tools you have. It is in silence that the truth is revealed. When you stop explaining yourself, when you stop defending your actions, when you stop justifying your choices, people will begin to show you exactly who they are. Some will stay. Some will distance themselves. Some will become uncomfortable. And some will try to pull you back to a place where they can control you. But if you stay silent, if you resist the urge to explain, you will start to see the truth that words have been covering up. Most people speak because they want to be understood. They want to be heard. They want others to see their side, to know their intentions, to respect their decisions. But what happens when you stop explaining? That's when the truth comes out. That's when you see who was really listening, who was only pretending to support you, who was waiting for you to fail, and who never really cared in the first place. When you explain yourself too much, you give people access to your thoughts, your emotions, and your vulnerabilities. Some people only want to hear you talk so they can use your words against you. They want you to justify your boundaries so they can break them. They want you to explain your growth so they can find a way to stop it. They want you to defend yourself so they can find ways to weaken your argument. But when you stay silent, you take away their power. Silence makes people uncomfortable because it forces them to reveal themselves. When you stop chasing, they show you if they ever truly cared. When you stop explaining, they show you if they ever truly understood. When you stop reaching out, they show you if they ever truly valued your presence. The ones who stay, who respect your silence, who still show up, those are the ones who matter. But the ones who disappear, who get angry, who try to guilt trip you into speaking, those are the ones who were only there for what they could take from you. People reveal their true intentions when they are no longer being entertained. When you stop calling, who calls you? When you stop making plans, who still makes the effort? When you stop explaining, who still tries to understand? These are the questions that silence answers. And the truth might hurt, but it will set you free. Silence also exposes how much control others think they have over you. Some people only respect you when they feel like they have the upper hand. The moment you stop engaging, stop feeding into their manipulation, they panic. They get angry. They accuse you of being distant, of being cold, of changing. But you didn't change. You just stopped playing their game. You stopped giving them the reactions they wanted. You stopped explaining your worth to people who never truly valued it. When you explain yourself too much, you invite people to argue with you. You tell them why you're making a decision, and they try to convince you otherwise. You tell them why you need space, and they try to make you feel guilty for it. You tell them your boundaries, and they try to negotiate. But when you remain silent, when you simply make your moves without announcing them, people have no choice but to react honestly. They either respect it or they don't. And that's how you see the truth, without even having to ask for it. Silence is a mirror. It forces people to reflect on their own actions, intentions, and true feelings. When you step back and stop justifying yourself, people are left with the reality of who they are, without your words covering it up. Some will realize they took you for granted. Some will recognize they never truly appreciated you. And some will expose the fact that they never cared in the first place. They just enjoyed the control they had over your energy. People are so used to noise, distractions, and constant reassurance. They rely on endless conversations to avoid facing the truth. But silence removes all of that. It forces reality to settle in. It makes people confront their own thoughts, emotions, and mistakes. That's why so many people hate it. When you stop explaining, people can no longer twist your words. They can't pretend to misunderstand you. They can't use your energy for their benefit. They have to show up as they truly are, without the cover of conversation to protect them. And that is when you see everything clearly. Silence also protects your peace. It allows you to observe without reacting. It gives you space to think before you respond, to see a situation for what it really is before getting emotionally involved. When you are silent, you notice things you would have missed in the noise. You see who respects your boundaries and who only follows them when it's convenient. You see who checks in because they care and who only reaches out when they need something. You see who values your presence and who only values your attention. Some people don't listen to understand. They listen to respond. They listen to argue, manipulate, and push their own agenda. The moment you stop speaking, they have nothing left to hold on to. And that's when they reveal whether they were ever truly there for you, or just for the version of you they could control. Silence shows you who respects you even when you're not explaining yourself, who stands by you even when you're not justifying your decisions, who supports you even when you're not trying to convince them of your worth. Because real relationships, whether friendships, family, or love, don't require constant explanation. They don't demand proof of your value over and over again. True connections exist even in the quiet. They don't disappear just because you stop talking. The people who constantly need you to explain yourself are the ones who never truly understood you in the first place. The ones who get angry when you stop justifying your decisions are the ones who only felt comfortable when they had control over your choices. And the ones who disappear the moment you stop talking, they were never really there for you at all. Silence is not weakness. It is not avoidance. It is not a lack of communication. Silence is a strategy. It is a way to protect your energy, reveal the truth, and see who is truly meant to be in your life. Because the people who are meant for you will never require constant explanations. They will understand you even in the silence. They will respect you even when you're not seeking validation. They will remain even when you stop talking. The truth always reveals itself when the noise fades away. And the moment you embrace silence, you will see everything more clearly than ever before. Validation is a drug, a silent addiction that controls people without them even realizing it. It starts small. The desire to be accepted, the need to be acknowledged, the craving for someone to say, "You're doing great." And before you know it, you're living your life based on the reactions of others. You dress a certain way for approval. You speak a certain way to fit in. You chase things that don't even matter to you, just because they look successful in the eyes of others. And in doing so, you lose yourself. The need for validation is one of the greatest traps in life. It keeps people stuck. It keeps them playing small. It keeps them afraid. Afraid to take risks. Afraid to stand alone. Afraid to live life on their own terms. Because as long as you seek approval, you are giving others power over you. You are letting them decide what is right for you. You are letting them define what is acceptable, what is worthy. And when you do that, you stop being in control of your own destiny. Real power does not beg to be noticed. It does not seek applause. It does not need approval before taking action. The people who are truly powerful, the ones who are truly respected, move with quiet confidence. They don't need to announce what they're doing. They don't need to explain themselves. They don't need permission to be great. They just are. And when you stop seeking validation, you gain a new level of respect, not just from others, but from yourself. When you truly know your worth, you move differently. You stop looking for confirmation before making a decision. You stop waiting for someone to tell you you're on the right path. You stop relying on likes, comments, applause, or attention to feel valuable, because you already know your value. And when you know that, you no longer have to prove it. People respect those who don't beg for attention. They admire those who don't need constant reassurance. They are drawn to those with quiet, unshakable confidence. Because deep down, everyone knows that real power doesn't scream. It simply exists. It doesn't need an audience to be real. It doesn't need approval to take up space. It just is. Look at the most powerful, successful, and respected people in the world. They are not the ones constantly seeking attention. They are not the ones who need to be told they are great. They are the ones who put their heads down and do the work. They build in silence. They move with purpose. They don't act for recognition. They act because they believe in what they're doing. Seeking validation is a weakness. When you rely on validation, you give others the power to define your worth. You need someone else to tell you that you're enough, that you're doing well, that you're worthy, and that's dangerous. Because what happens when that validation stops? What happens when people don't notice you? When they don't clap for you? When they don't give you the reaction you hoped for? If you depend on their approval, you will start to feel lost. You will start to doubt yourself. You will start to hesitate, shrink, and question every move you make. But when you stop seeking validation, when you learn to validate yourself, nothing can shake you. No amount of criticism can break you. No lack of applause can stop you. No rejection can make you question your worth. Because your confidence is not built on opinions. It is built on an unshakable truth. You are enough. You are capable. You are worthy. With or without recognition. There is nothing wrong with wanting to be appreciated. There is nothing wrong with enjoying recognition. But the moment you need it, The moment you depend on it, you become a prisoner to other people's opinions. And that is the quickest way to lose yourself. Real power doesn't chase attention. The world respects those who don't beg for approval. It respects those who move with quiet purpose, those who don't need validation to know they're on the right path, those who are so focused on their mission that they don't have time to seek approval. That is real power. That is real confidence. That is real strength. When you stop seeking validation, you start to move with a different energy. You stop waiting for permission. You stop hesitating. You stop over-explaining. You stop dimming your light to make others comfortable. You step fully into who you are, unapologetically. And that is when people start to respect you, because confidence is magnetic, self-assurance is powerful, and nothing is more intimidating than a person who knows their worth and refuses to let anyone dictate it. Think about the people who inspire you the most, the ones who carry themselves with quiet strength, the ones who don't beg for attention but command it naturally, the ones who don't chase approval but earn respect through their actions. What makes them different? What makes them powerful? It's not their ability to get people to like them. It's their ability to keep moving, keep growing, and keep succeeding, whether people notice or not. Respect is earned, not by asking for it, not by seeking it, but by living in a way that demands it, by showing up for yourself, by proving, not to others, but to yourself, that you are capable, by refusing to shrink, to beg, or to water yourself down just to be accepted. The moment you stop seeking validation, everything changes. You make decisions with confidence instead of hesitation. You stop explaining yourself. You stop chasing people who don't appreciate you. You stop trying to fit into spaces that were never meant for you. And people notice that. They may not always say it, but they feel it. They respect it. Because real power doesn't need an audience. It doesn't need applause. It doesn't need approval to exist. It simply is. And when you understand that, when you fully embrace that, you become unstoppable. Absence is a powerful teacher. It does what words cannot. It does what explanations fail to do. It forces people to sit with the reality of what they had, what they took for granted, and what they never truly appreciated. When you are always available, always present, always giving, people become blind to your value. They assume you will always be there. They start to believe that your kindness, your patience, and your presence are a given. But the moment you remove yourself, the moment your presence is no longer guaranteed, something shifts, and that's when they realize what they lost. People rarely appreciate what they have when it's within reach. They assume love, loyalty, effort, and time are things they're entitled to. They take kindness as an expectation rather than a gift. They believe that no matter how they act, no matter how they neglect or mistreat you, you will always stay. But absence is the wake-up call they never saw coming. It forces them to face the emptiness left behind. It makes them confront the reality that nothing was ever guaranteed. When you're always available, always answering, always showing up, despite how you're treated, people lose sight of your worth. They assume you need them more than they need you. They assume that no matter how they act, you will keep giving. But when you remove yourself, when you step back, when you stop explaining, chasing, and proving, they have no choice but to reflect. And that reflection is where the lesson begins. Absence reveals truth. Absence creates space for realization. It forces people to feel the void you once filled, the phone calls that no longer come, the support that is no longer there, the warmth that is now missing. And in that silence, in that emptiness, they finally begin to understand, not through words, not through conversations, but through experience, what they had, what they lost. Presence is often unnoticed until it turns into absence. It's easy to overlook what's always there. It's easy to assume that something constant will remain constant. But when it's gone, when it's no longer readily available, the truth becomes unavoidable. People realize too late that what they ignored was actually irreplaceable. Absence reveals priorities. If someone truly values you, they will feel your absence and take action. They will recognize their mistakes. They will reflect on their behavior. They will step forward and make an effort. But if someone was only using you, if they only saw you as an option, if they never truly appreciated you, your absence will mean nothing to them. And that is your answer. Some people only understand your value when they are forced to live without it. They never thought about the support you gave, the energy you invested, the way you made things easier, until they had to go without it. And when they do, they realize that what they took for granted was never promised. You can't force someone to appreciate you. You can't make someone see your value by constantly reminding them of it. You can't beg someone to appreciate you. The more you try to explain, the more they resist. The more you chase, the more they run. The more you give without being appreciated, the more they take without thinking twice. But when you remove yourself, when you stop proving, when you let silence do the talking, they are left with nothing but their own thoughts. And those thoughts will either make them realize your worth or expose the fact that they never valued you to begin with. The hardest lesson comes from loss. Sometimes the only way to show someone what you meant to them is to let them feel your absence. Words won't do it. Conversations won't do it. Arguments won't do it. Only the emptiness left behind can make them see what they ignored. And if it doesn't, then you have your answer. Because someone who truly values you will not let your absence go unnoticed. Absence exposes true feelings. People always learn the hard way when they lose someone who truly cared for them. The world is full of people who realize too late what they had. They only saw the importance of that person when the calls stopped, the presence disappeared, the loyalty was no longer given. And by then, the damage was done. Absence doesn't just reveal your worth to others. It reveals their true feelings about you. If they let you go without a second thought, if they move on without hesitation, if they don't even notice that you're gone, that is all the proof you need. You were never truly valued. And as painful as that truth is, it is necessary. You don't have to prove your worth. It is not your job to convince someone of your value. It is not your job to beg for appreciation. If someone cannot see what you bring to the table, if they cannot recognize your worth while you are there, let absence teach them. Either they will realize what they lost and make an effort to fix it, or they will show you that they never truly cared. Either way, you gain clarity. Absence is a powerful filter. It removes the ones who were only there for convenience. It separates those who truly cared from those who only enjoyed the benefits of your presence. It exposes who is genuine and who is only taking advantage. It forces people to show their true intentions without you having to say a word. Because if someone does not fight for you when you pull away, if they do not miss you when you are gone, then your presence never truly mattered to them. And if that is the case, why waste your time? Why fight for someone who was only holding on out of habit, not out of genuine care? Why pour your energy into someone who wouldn't even notice if you left? When you step back, when you go silent, when you let absence do the work, you give people the chance to show you who they really are. If they care, they will notice. If they love you, they will reach out. If they value you, they won't let you slip away without a fight. But if they do nothing, if they let you go without hesitation, then you have all the proof you need. Absence is not about playing games. It's not about manipulation. It's about clarity. It's about stepping back so people can reveal their true colors. It's about protecting your energy, valuing yourself enough not to beg for attention, and allowing people to show you where they truly stand. Some people will only realize your worth when they're forced to live without you. And when that moment comes, they will either fight to bring you back into their lives, or they will let you go without a second thought. Either way, you win, because in the end, You deserve to be in spaces where you are valued, not just tolerated. And absence has a way of making that truth crystal clear. Trusting the timing of your life. In today's fast-paced world, we are constantly rushing. We push ourselves to achieve, to get ahead, to move faster. We live in a culture of instant gratification, where everything is expected to happen now, where success is seen as quick and effortless. But nature teaches us something different. Nature reminds us that growth takes time, that life is a process, that timing is not something we can force. Just like the seasons change at their own pace, just like trees grow in their own time, just like rivers flow at their natural speed, your life will unfold exactly when it's supposed to. Nature doesn't rush, yet everything gets done. Think about it. The sun rises and sets each day without being rushed. Flowers bloom when they're ready, not when we demand it. The rain falls when the time is right, not when we choose. And yet everything happens in perfect order. The earth never hurries, yet it never stops moving, growing, or evolving. It takes its time, but everything gets done. We are part of that same rhythm. Let go of the need to control. Too often we try to force life to move on our timeline. We panic if things don't happen quickly. We compare ourselves to others and wonder why they seem ahead. We look at our age, career, relationships, and accomplishments, and we worry we're running out of time. But life doesn't follow our clock. It moves at its own pace. And the more we try to rush it, the more we miss out on the beauty of the journey. Growth cannot be rushed. Trusting the timing of your life means letting go of control. It means surrendering to the natural flow of things, knowing that everything will unfold exactly when it's supposed to. Just like a tree starts as a tiny seed buried in the soil, where no one can see its progress, you too are growing in ways that aren't always visible. A tree doesn't sprout leaves or fruit overnight. It takes time to develop roots, to build a strong foundation. It doesn't rush. It doesn't force growth. It simply trusts the process one step at a time. And over time, it grows tall, strong, and exactly as it was meant to be. That tree doesn't compare itself to others. It doesn't wish it were growing faster. It just grows. And in the end, it stands tall and proud because it trusted the timing of its life. Your journey is unique. We too are constantly evolving, learning, and becoming. But the problem arises when we measure our growth by someone else's timeline. When we compare ourselves to friends, family, or colleagues, and wonder why we aren't where they are. But the truth is, life isn't a race. Your path is yours alone. And just like nature, your growth will happen in perfect timing. So be patient. Keep going. Trust the process. Everything you're working for will come when the time is right. The key is to trust that when the time is right, everything will align perfectly. The tree does not resist the changing seasons. It does not panic when winter arrives, fearing it will never bloom again. It simply rests, knowing that spring will return in due time. In the same way, we must learn to trust that delays, setbacks, and unexpected turns are not failures but necessary parts of our growth. Even in moments when it feels like nothing is happening, transformation is taking place beneath the surface. Just like the roots of a tree before it ever breaks through the ground. So be patient. Keep going. Stop comparing your path to anyone else's. What is meant for you will come at the right time. Your life is unfolding exactly as it should. Everything you're working for, everything you're hoping for, is already on its way. Trust the process. Trust the timing of your life. There is no set schedule for success. Your dreams don't have an expiration date. There is no right age to start a business, no perfect time to fall in love, and no deadline for finding your purpose. Life isn't a race and it doesn't follow a strict formula. Your journey is yours alone, and it will unfold exactly as it is meant to, at the right time. When we try to rush the process, we forget that growth isn't always something we can see. Just because we don't notice the changes doesn't mean they aren't happening. Just because things aren't moving as fast as we want doesn't mean they aren't moving at all. Think of a seed planted in the ground. For months, it seems as if nothing is happening. You water it, take care of it, and still you see no progress. You might start to wonder if it will ever grow. But underneath the surface, the seed is working. It's growing roots, strengthening itself, preparing to break through the soil. You can't see it, but that doesn't mean it's not happening. And then, one day, a tiny sprout appears. The growth was happening all along, even when it looked like nothing was changing. So often in life, we want results without the waiting. We want success, but we don't want to go through the process it takes to get there. We want the rewards, but we don't want the struggles that come with them. But success isn't just about the final outcome. It's about the journey. It's about who you become along the way. It's about the lessons you learn, the strength you build, the resilience you develop, and the patience you cultivate. The process shapes you, molds you, and prepares you for what's coming next. Without that process, without the time it takes, you wouldn't be ready for the success that lies ahead. There is power in patience. There is strength in trusting the timing of your life. It is not a weakness to wait. It is not a failure to be exactly where you are right now, growing and evolving in your own way, at your own pace. Everything around us is built on the idea that faster is better. But the truth is, the most meaningful things in life take time. The most valuable things, the ones that truly matter, are built slowly, with care and intention. A masterpiece is not created overnight. A strong, lasting relationship is not built in a day. A fulfilling career, a deep sense of purpose. These things take years of work, persistence, and patience. And in the end, the things that take time are always the most rewarding. When you trust the timing of your life, you stop comparing yourself to others. You stop worrying about where you should be, what you should have, who you should be with, or what you should be doing. You stop measuring your progress by someone else's timeline. Instead, you focus on your own path, your own growth, your own progress. You trust that everything is unfolding exactly as it should. You trust that you are exactly where you need to be in this moment. And you trust that with each passing day, you are moving closer to where you are meant to be. The truth is, the timing of your life is perfect. It may not always make sense in the moment, but one day, when you look back, you will see how everything lined up. Every challenge, every setback, every failure, and every success, it all played a role in shaping who you are today and who you will become tomorrow. Even when it feels like nothing is happening, trust that things are moving behind the scenes. Life has its own rhythm. And when you trust it, you will receive exactly what is meant for you. Nature teaches us that timing is everything. It reminds us that we don't have to rush, we don't have to force things, and we don't have to be in control all the time. And even if it feels slow, life is always moving forward. So trust the journey. Trust that you are where you need to be. Trust that what's meant for you will come at the right time. And until then, know that everything is falling into place exactly as it should. Now breathe, relax, and watch how life unfolds, just as it was always meant to.